This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans' reaction to last night's presidential candidates' debate may depend on their political affiliation. Christy Burton Brown is vice chair of the state Republican Party. She praised Donald Trump's performance last night, especially on the economy.
I think Coloradans know they can trust him most to bring us back to an economy that works for everyone and that gives us the jobs we need here in Colorado.
Democrat Casey Becker is Colorado's House Speaker. She thinks Coloradans will get behind Joe Biden's vision of how to create jobs and opportunities while protecting the environment. Both Republican and Democrat expressed confidence in Colorado's mail-in voting system. Since the start of the pandemic, Coloradans have died from drug overdoses in much higher numbers than in previous years. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
In May, 128 Coloradans died of unintentional overdoses, according to state health department data. The Gazette reports that's almost twice the number documented in that month in 2017, 2018, and 2019. Leaders of mental health groups say stressful events drive up anxiety, depression, suicides, and substance use. Also, the sharp economic downturn hammered the state's budget. That's meant cuts to drug prevention programs, though new federal funding should help. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado farmers talked about adapting to COVID-19 and the ongoing drought at a discussion hosted by the Department of Agriculture. Max Fields grows produce in Durango. He says he's been selling at farmers markets, but he's not sure about the future.
At this point, we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants and making sure we do have a sufficient supply to fill the demand in the case that demand does increase. If I can make it through the next month, then I'll be good.
He says he hopes Colorado can lead the nation in sustainable farming and water resource management. This is CPR News.